Well, good morning. 7:35.
To the Plan B morning show.
Brock Hunter, thanks so much for hanging out. Well, folks, it is time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is growing, by the way? You want to start a new career? Well, check out Specialite. Man, they have a lot of great opportunities, advancement opportunities, and they're right here in Southwest Michigan. Specialite, Decatur, Benton Township. All right, your topic for today, besides the obvious things like bills, groceries, etc., what would you like to buy with your stimulus check, all right? The government giving us some more, a lot of people cashing those in, I think, today.
We all like to we all like to buy things, you know? We all think about it every single day. What are we going
to
buy?
So if we didn't have to worry about the important stuff, all right, we'll take those off the table. What would you like to buy with your stimulus check, all right? Hunter, $1,400. What do you got? Do you got something?
I'm already in the process of it. I was up last night scrolling and scrolling.
Oh, Amazon and scrolling. It's
not Amazon, though.
Oh.
It's for the first time, it's really not Amazon this time. So I found this website. You're going to laugh. This is ridiculous. And I got to explain myself here. So
yes, you do.
I found this website that sells, they call them one-to-one. Well, they're Folkleys. They're fake sunglasses. They sell fake Oakleys and they sell fake Ray-Bans. And a lot of you out there, you're phony.
You're a big phony.
Why would you buy fake sunglasses?
Wait, hold on 1 second. I think I know where this is going, and I'm excited to see the end of this. So continue with your fake Oakleys, your Folkleys.
Okay. So this is why. Because I sit on my sunglasses, they fall off when I'm on a jet ski. Anywhere I go, I lose sunglasses. I cannot have a pair for more than a few weeks.
Yeah.
You know, and these pairs that I've gotten in the past, some of them have, you know, been pretty expensive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? Yeah. Why do I do this every single time? And if I buy a fake pair of sunglasses, I'll have them forever, Brock. Forever. They will never get scratched. They will never get sat on. I will never lose them. And for some reason, I have no idea. The glasses gods have told me over time, you got to buy them fake, man.
So,
you got to buy them fake.
So I thought you were going to say that you were going to buy $1,400 worth of these fake sunglasses and then sell them downtown St. Joe in the summertime to tourists.
See, I have thought about this. I have thought about this. And you know what? You have to do it. You just have to call them Folkleys. Fake sunglasses, big sign. You can't be, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
People will buy them. People are on the same page as we are because you're the same way, aren't you?
Absolutely, man. I'm not paying name brand. It's the same effing sunglasses, all right?
You always buy these certain glasses on Amazon.
Yeah.
You get all the time.
They're called Marys. They're polarized, and I can get a pair for it, people got their Costas and their Oakleys and their Ray-Bans. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you?
So it's specific pair of sunglasses that I really like from Oakley are $220
No reason
pair.
For that. No reason for that.
You
that
know how many of those same exact pairs I can get? Probably not the same exact lens. I'll give you that.
Close enough. Jeez.
Close enough, though.
You know, why do I imagine
like 10
you,
pairs of those.
Why do I imagine you, once again, in a trench coat, opening it up with just, and it's lined with
fake
sunglasses.
You need some sunglasses.
Hey, it's pretty bright out here. You're sitting there sweating your ass off in the middle of summer in a trench coat just so you can open it up and show people a trench coat full of fake sunglasses. Perfect.
This guy hangs around the beach volleyball court and sells sunglasses to volleyball players.
It's weird. He's a weird guy.
He's in a trench coat. And it's 99 degrees out.
He's a trench coat in board shorts, and he just opens them up constantly and shows these sweaty sunglasses that have been sitting against his body. I don't get it. Why does he just get
Toots.
A cart?
Yeah.
Hey, Toots.
You need some glasses?
I see you squinting over there, Toots. You need some sunglasses? Yeah, get away. Not a bad one. I like it, Hunter. I like it. I'm looking forward to seeing you in your new shades.
Fake-ass sunglasses, yeah.
I have a couple things instead of bills and groceries and all that good stuff with the stimulus check. One of them is a new boat motor. Obviously, it's going to be used.
Oh, yeah.
Because right now, if I were to buy one, Kiki would be very upset. Like, what are you doing? You already got a boat motor. I need a bigger boat motor, okay? Yeah. That's just how it goes.
And I benefit off of this, too.
That's true. That's true. Yes. Actually, I don't know why you didn't say a new boat or boat motor, because yours has been sitting not running since, what, 2018?
That damn boat. You know what? We're going to have a bonfire one night. That's what we're going to. Have you ever burnt a boat before?
Yeah, I'm excited to do it for the first time. I've burned a car, never a boat.
Burn it down.
So, yeah, I do that. And then I think I did mention, because we did a similar topic when we got our first round. And you know me, all right? I'm a knockoff kind of guy, okay? I usually find the cheap knockoff brand. But if I could, I want to buy a legit bamboo fly fishing rod, okay? And there's no reason. There is none. I'd almost be sick if I were to buy it. Because there's no reason to spend $1,200 on a fishing rod. You guys have heard Kiki yell at me. You have. You've heard it on air, okay? She wouldn't yell. It'd be past the point of yelling. It would be her packing up her things and leaving me if I were to buy a $1,200 bamboo fly fishing rod.
Let me throw this out there for you to think about for a second, Brock, all right?
Yes.
Let me throw something out there. Last year, you gave me a fly fishing rod because you have so many.
Yeah, exactly.
I offered to pay you. I'm like, he's like, no, I have so many of these. Just take it.
I got like 9 different ones. It's ridiculous.
You don't need another damn 5B.
Hey.
It'd be like me buying another electric bike. Why? For what? You can only have 3 of them in the water.
Some days you want to flick a different rod, man. That's all it is. And obviously, of course, I'd buy, on top of that, hookers and cocaine. That's always the main answer.
The $1,400 goes away in one night, though.
God, it's worth it, though. Because think about it. You either get really good hookers with cheap cocaine, or you get really good cocaine with cheap hookers. Either way.
Or if you and your buddy combine your stimulus checks, there you go.
Forget about
it. Hell of a night.
Then we're getting good hookers and good cocaine. It's great.
That's terrible.
Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-947. And comment on Facebook. Obviously, besides the main things like bills, groceries, all that stuff, what would you like to buy with your stimulus check? We got some great answers on Facebook. We want to hear from you.
Rollerblades.
I already got those. I got them at Goodwill. Next thing.
With Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
Boy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. What? Good morning, everybody. 7:47, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, what's up?
Good morning.
Ace. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. Besides the obvious things like bills, groceries, the adult things, what would you like to buy with your stimulus check? All right.
Bills? You mean like boss man bills?
Yeah, exactly. Bill. Let's see. We got some great answers on Facebook. Blake said he wants to finish the garage arcade / bar / man cave. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you get some nice stuff. Which, by the way, Blake, if you're interested, I got a Stella mirror for sale, bar mirror. Hit me up if you're interested. I'll give you a good price on it.
Doesn't work.
You got that stimulus money burning a hole in your pocket. I got a mirror for you. Let's see. Vicky said a boat. Row my ass to some island. All right.
I got a boat.
Yeah, Vicky. He's got a boat. I mean, it does. And she did say row. So, you know, yours is perfect for her.
Yeah, you're going to have to row it right now. Yeah. But, hey, we're one carb away from that thing hauling ass down the river. Ace. So
yeah, one carb away since 2018. You'd be good.
Shut up.
Let's see. Dawn said a vacation to a tropical location. Very nice. Florida. Mm-hmm. Maybe Florida. Look, if anybody spends their stimulus money on Florida, I swear to God.
That's what people have been doing, though. Have you not been on Facebook?
That's true.
Everybody went to Florida.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess you can go there cheap, you know? You get down there for $50, you still got $13.50 burning a hole in your pocket, man.
You get there on Allegiant for like $70, dude.
Yeah, that's first class, too.
I don't know about that. But
let's see. Sharon said a new vanity for the bathroom. Nicole said a new tattoo. Yeah, this is good tattoo money.
Good tattoo money. What a waste.
I want someone should get, with their stimulus money, a full back piece of the Plan B Morning Show of Brock and Hunter's face.
like the Steve-O face,
exactly.
Like two faces.
I want to see a full back piece done for $1,400.
How much are tattoos? How much would $1,400 worth of ink get you?
You could do pretty well with that. They're not cheap, though, man. I mean, depending on, you could always go to that buddy that has the tattoo gun and he does it at his house for cheap. It always turns out terrible. Or you could go to a professional.
I was going to say, you got a dirty bum sleeve on your arm. Well, how much did that cost?
Well, see, luckily, my buddy is a tattoo artist, so I got mine done for the friends and family discount. So mine, dude, honestly, mine would have been quite a bit, so the full sleeve. But
making grandma proud.
he was such a good boy.
It's a clean, good-looking boy.
He's such a good boy. Let's see. Laura said a side-by-side and ATV upgrades. Nice. Ooh. I like
side
that.
Side by side, though. You better get a few more of those stimulus checks.
Yeah, yeah. You can make,
if you can get one, though, the side by sides are sick.
Yeah. Dude, I wish that they'd find a three-wheeler. That's what I want to buy with my stimulus check and then die immediately.
Don't turn quick.
Let's see. Brian Reed said he wants to use a stimulus check to buy your mom's new stripper clothes and boots.
Who's my mine or Brock's?
I think both of ours. I'm the son of a bitch. let's see. Brandon said guns, Johnson engine parts for a drag car.
So, real quick, can you get guns right now, or is it just the ammo that's extremely hard to get?
Yeah, you can still buy guns. It's the ammo that's a hard thing to get. It's all the ammo that's sold out. Yeah. Sam said hookers and blow. Classic. Josh just said Taco Bell. That's all he said. He's going to get $1,400 worth of Taco Bell. I mean,
honestly, that's like four trips right now. It seems like, I'm going to spend $10 at Taco Bell today.
It never
ends up like $32.76.
Because you're always drunk and you always end up getting way more than you need.
Way more.
Can I get 18 soft taco supremes, please? What? Yeah. I'm hungry.
Here's my stimulus check.
Chad said the will to live. I don't know if that's for sale there, buddy. I think you're going to get that one.
Hey, you know what? I got one for sale. Just hand over that $1,400.
Right there. I'll take it, man. Yeah, if anybody wants to invest, I got a great deal here. I'll double your money in no time. Just give me that stimulus check. It will be great. I got a great line on some knockoff sunglasses. We're going to be rich.
Yeah, here we go.
We're going to be rich. I know a guy.
Every kind you need.
I know a guy that's got a full... jacket full of sunglasses. It's going to be great. All right, let's take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around.
What?